And the rookie, he was a linebacker in North Dakota. What did y'all see to convert him over to fullback?
Oh, we've done that. Will Rattel, we've done that in the past through our history. So at the fullback position, we want a kid that's physical. You know, he's 250 pounds. He has good quickness. He got good speed. And so the mindset was we saw an athlete there, and he was willing.
Okay.
He was willing and he says, hey, I'm open-minded to playing fullback in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm. And the physical nature of how he played linebacker was what y'all saw as a potential lead.
When it comes down to it, you want a player that's tough.
Uh-huh.
I don't care what position that you play. I'm looking for a guy that's tough.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. And so it's, competes and tough again is what we're about here. So we saw a player that competed. We saw a player that was tough. And so, hey, we also saw a player that was willing to make the change. And we're happy where we are right now. It's not going to happen overnight.
Right.
Okay. But it's not something new. I've done this throughout my career.
Mm-hmm. And I had Scotty Graham at Ohio State.
Right. Scotty was a halfback.
Yeah, moved him up.
Yeah.
Cochran went back before.
Precisely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll do my homework on that.
Yeah.
Ward came on for you there. He was a dependable guy when y'all needed him last year.
Yeah, but again, he wasn't a surprise.
Uh-huh.
He was a free agent for us and drafted, and we've done this in the past. Okay, and so we kept him on the team. He made the team for a reason. Okay, so what he lacked in size, height, speed, quickness, we're looking for a football player. And so he did a good job for us. And again, I'm expecting him to even be more competitive and to compete and even push those other two.
Hey, Coach Bobby, I appreciate it as always.
Okay, appreciate you.
All right.
Hey, Coach, I got a quick question. How have you seen the development of Tevin Coleman in his second year?
You say how
Tevin
have I?
Coleman's development in his second year. Yeah.
Oh, he's really grown and matured. Okay, he's accepted the challenge. He knows the pitfalls. The game is a lot faster on this level. And unfortunately, he had some injuries, and the main thing which was obvious to everybody, was ball security. And we're not emphasizing ball security any more than we always have. I mean, it's day one. It's what we talk about throughout the whole building. Okay, it's just a matter of the player himself, Tevin, being more aware of it, and protecting it, and running free and forgetting that the players, the defensive players, are behind him, and those things like that happen. But. He's really grown. He's competing. He's fired up, energetic, mentally ready, and physically ready.
And also, how is it to coach a running back group with a football and Pat DeMarco with his blocking capability?
Oh, Pat, again, came from really another free agent guy, okay, that no one had heard about, et cetera, but he works his tail off. Great leadership. He's a finesse, but yet physical player, smart, okay, knows who to block, how to block him, when, where, and why he should do this and that. And so those guys, whoever they are, whether it's two, three, whoever those three are, quote, quote, running behind him, that it's a big-time plus. And the key with any back that, okay, rather than those guys running and playing as two, they need to be seeing it out of the same eyes. And that's the growth in all three of those guys. They're able to see things, feel things, and diagnose before the play even happens. And so they're doing that a lot better. Thus, they're going to be more productive. Thus, it's going to help us. So it's a win-win situation as a team.